Okay, let me record this one. It's 10 o'clock, so I'm good. Here we go. Let me pull up my notes because this is important. I know you can't see my notes, but I'm going to pull up an email that I was emailing today. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. I think it was today and yesterday. Here's what I said in the email. The second Adam was before the first Adam. The second Adam, which is Christ, was before the first Adam. Now get a hold of that. That is the root of this whole thing. The second Adam, which is Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, the Son of God, eternal, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus, the second Adam, was before the first Adam. So in the first Adam, we all died. But in the second Adam that came in time, we all live who enter in by faith, right? The first Adam was Adam and Eve, right? Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She was a piece cut off. Eve came after in time after Adam because God made Adam and he took the woman from the side of Adam. She follows after. Just like Adam follows after God or follows after Jesus. The image, Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, but Jesus was there in eternity past before Adam. So the second Adam in time was before the first Adam in eternity past. And so God made Adam. And then what? He made Eve. So Eve follows after Adam in time. Eve missed the mark. She missed it. She believed the lies of the devil. And so Eve dropped us all into the repeat. So she has pain in childbearing. She's got the 28-day cycle. And the moon goes around the earth every 28 days. And you might say, well, how can all the earth and stars be before Eve if her body points to the cycle? Because God knew what man would do before he did it. And he knew he wrote the script. It's a script. It's your script. Scripture. He wrote it. But mankind was just getting the download and revealing it. The script was already written in heaven. But man, the prophets, the kings, and the priests were writing it down over the dispensation of time, over the ages. And it became a compiled book of the story of the cross. So everything is that story of the cross. And so it takes thousands and thousands of years for man to be able to understand it. Now Eve went down. She was the hip of Adam, H-I-P. And so Adam went down with a ship, S-H-I-P. Now notice the S. The S is the sine wave, but it's also the snake, right? The snake on the cross. And so Eve was a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh. She represents in typology the flesh side of Adam. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Now spiritually, the Bible says there's neither male nor female or Gentile or Jew in Christ. In Jesus, there's neither Gentile or Jew or male and female in Christ. But in the natural, there's types and typology because it's a book. It's a 3D book. So just like a typewriter, you type on a 2D piece of paper, you type it out. So this is a typeset down here. And so when we follow after Christ by walking in the Spirit, we're typifying Jesus. We're following after. So we, as the saints, as the church, we follow after Christ in time. Now, Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She dropped us down into time, into the repeat. She drops down into the 666 box, and she's got the box in her body. She's got actually in her body, she's got the womb. It goes back to the grave. It's, the seed has to go down in the ground before it sprouts new life, right? The seed has to die before the tree drops the seed off, right? It goes down in the ground. It has to die before it gives new life. So Eve is a piece cut off. She follows after Adam in time. Adam followed after Christ in time. There's the reason that a woman is called miss. She missed the mark. M-I-S-S or M-R-S. You got Mr. and Miss. Mr. and Miss. Mrs. You got he and she. He is Adam. She is Eve, and all it is the S. You add the S, which is the snake, the sin, in front of the he, and you got she. Because she had spiritual relations with the devil. In other words, my point is, I'm not talking about having babies from the devil, but I'm talking about she ate of the wrong spirit, and she wanted to be her own goddess, her own god. So MR is Mr. MRS is Miss. Eve missed the mark. That's why she's called Mrs. or Miss. You got Mr. and Miss. Mr. Jones and Miss Jones. Why? Because Eve is the flesh side of Adam. So all men, and I'm not talking about the women right now, I'm talking about all men or all mankind, they have the flesh and the spirit if they're saved. You have the spirit walk and the flesh walk. So when you walk in the flesh, you die. You're not happy. You're not in peace. When you walk in the spirit, you live. You're in peace. The typology is here to teach man, because the woman's the glory of man, man's the glory of God. So the man, he can understand God's perspective when he's and the woman or the husband and wife can understand God because of their children. They have to endure some things. They have to sacrifice. And so Adam went down with the ship because he sacrificed. He wasn't into the deception. Eve was into the deception. And so he went down with the ship to pull his hip back to him. He went down with the ship to pull her back up. Just like Christ went down with the ship to pull all humans back to God. And not only just the humans, but the whole creation, because the whole creation groans and waits for the sons of God to be manifest, you know. So when you get your heart right, you're actually healing the earth, healing the world, healing yourself, healing people around you. You're doing a lot of healing if you get your heart right. So, Eve represents the AI part of Adam. I'm not calling women AI programs, but I'm saying the flesh mind is the AI. And so a saved woman, she can have the flesh and the spirit. An unsaved man, he's an AI. An unsaved woman, she's an AI. AI program, they're just zombies going around the cycles, and they're not really not spiritually discerned about anything, you know. So if Eve, here's another thing. So if Eve is the flesh side of Adam, then she represents the AI part. The AI part just follows a program, which explains why, let's see, I've got a note about burning man. They want to burn man, right? So the flesh side hates authority. Let's see what else I wrote. So I'm just reading some email notes, and then I'm going to just break it down and bring it to a conclusion here. So whether it's a saved man or a saved woman, they have the spirit and they have the flesh side. If it's an unsaved man or unsaved woman, they're just in the flesh. They're AI programs. The unsaved mind is an AI program. You're just following the spirit of the age. The devil's an AI program. All you have to do is look up demon, and it'll take you back to algebra, and it'll take you back to it'll take you back to a computer. It's just an AI program. The devil is just an AI program. He fell, and this is why, now think about this. If the devil's an AI program, and he is, because he doesn't have the Spirit of God, you know, it's just a routine. It's just a cycle. It's just a repeat. If the devil's an AI program, and he is, and the demons are, just like Wile E. Coyote, they're set up for failure. They're going to repeat the same failure all the time. That's why they have the same movies, the same music, the same. They go through the narcissist. It's the same drama. It's the same. You can actually decode a psychopath, sociopath, just watching their patterns. They can't stop. They're Wile E. Coyote. It's an AI program. They have no power in them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Let's see if I'm still recording. Yeah, I'm still recording. So the devil and the demons are just AI repeat programs. And what's happening is, in order for you to leave the AI and become self-aware, you have to be born again. You have to have the Spirit of God give you the power. A lot of these people say, I want the third eye. Okay, so let's say they do get the third eye and the devil lets them see something in some kind of spirit. It's going to be lies. It's going to be lies. You know it's going to be lies. But let's say they do get a third eye and they see something in the spirit realm. What good is it? It's just a repeat cycle. They don't have the Spirit of truth. They don't have life. And so what they do see is based on the spirit of lies, not only from the devil lies, but their interpretation is messed up in lies. So every human is born in sin, which is the AI flesh mind. So every human is a type and shadow of a piece cut off, but stuck in a time loop, a time cube, and you're going to die in the cube. And the only way to escape the cube is get born again, and you're spiritually seated in the heavenlies in Christ then, but you're still walking it down here in the cube, the time cube. And time means befallen. Long story short, the types and shadows are the key to seeing past the game. And it's a game for your soul. The devil wants to keep you in an AI program. The narcissist wants to keep you in an AI program. The psychopath, the sociopath, the legalist wants to keep you in an AI program. And when you start to break free and get whole, that's when they ramp up the drama, because the drama is the AI program. And when you overcome the drama by the Spirit of God and see past time, see past the program of the devil's repeat cycle. When you see past the cycles, you step outside the cycles into eternity, and every moment is the same, because it's all a praise and worship service of God. Because He gave you life. He pulled you out of your artificial intelligence. And if you look up the sun etymology, you'll find, if you do enough research, sun means artificial light. So you're being pulled out of the artificial intelligence of the AI flesh mind, and you're given power from God, the spirit mind from on high, because you get born again. And you no longer are going about your day as a repeat drone, unaware. You're stepping out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, and you have power. Not only do you have power not to be in subjection or submissive to the drama, but you have power also to actually use your thoughts, because your thoughts are spirit, to actually control the 3D. And I'm not saying you're God, I'm saying you're a farmer. You can put seeds, you reap what you sow, right? The Bible says you reap what you sow. If that's true in the physical, what about your heart? What about your soul? What about your will? What about your emotions? What about your intellect? What about your mind? You reap what you sow. Every seed you put out there, you get a reflection. Whether it's thoughts, whether it's action, whatever. Because remember, in the physical, you're in a cube. And you're repeating the same story over and over. But the story is the story of the cross, where Jesus had to come down, split space-time, go to the cross, rise again. So you're seeing the sine wave of the cross every moment. But you're not a AI program anymore, so you can actually step outside the AI drama of the flesh mind and actually walk in the spirit, and you can actually, you saw Elijah do it. Some people were mocking him in the Old Testament, and he said something or thought something, and some bears came out of the woods and destroyed them. You saw people getting healed. The word medicine just means you create a pattern to be healed. So if you want to get healed, start thinking heal. Don't think sickness. And get away from people who are thinking sickness and poor, pitiful me. Get away from the poor mouth and get around somebody who says, I believe in healing. I believe I can be healed, and I can start creating some patterns to be healed. You can insert into the program and overtake the devil's lies with truth, and overtake, and the devil, let's say the devil's using drama and stuff to try to capsize your ship. You can overpower them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when you start to become aware of your thoughts, your inner man, you can actually write the script. For real. If somebody told me this 15 years ago, I said, you're crazy. But I tested it. I actually tested it yesterday in a bigger way. The very thing I was thinking appeared, and it wasn't just like an orange appearing. This was actually a specific thing and a specific person, and they appeared in the hologram, in the real world. Not online, I'm talking about in the real world. It's real, people. You have to realize that you're in a book. Just like you're reading a 2D book, you're in a book. You're a character in a book. And it's the same story happening every day of your life. It's the story of the cross. Whether it's the music you're listening to, whether it's going down the street, whether it's eating, whether it's conversation with somebody, whatever it is, it's the same story. It's the same communion. It's the same fellowship at the cross. Of what happened at the cross. When you chew food, it becomes a part of you. You chew it. It cuts it. You turn it over in your mouth. It goes in your stomach. Turns over. It becomes a part of you. The union. And then you have the energy to flow. That's the truth encoded in this program. You can step out of the drama. You can step out of the AI flesh mind, and you can actually bring all your thoughts under captivity. You might say, well, my job's too crazy, or my family. You can practice it. You're not a victim of the AI program. You overcome it in Christ. You can bring every thought into captivity, especially if you bring it down to its source. In other words, when you look at a cup or a window or a glass or a door, you broke it down into its parts. And you see the same truth in everything. Takes a while, but it's possible because I've done it. When I look at a door, I'm looking at my front door right now. There's a cross on the door, and there's panels. And the word panel is P-A-N, is bread, E-L, is God. And there's a doorknob, and I reach and I grab the doorknob. How am I able to open the door? Jesus knocks on the door. How am I able to open the door? Because there's a projection on the door, and it's called a doorknob. And so that projection is projecting out from the spirit realm, and you can grab hold of an object or an object lesson and turn it over in your mind. You can see deep truth. So all these objects in front of you are projections from the spirit realm as object lessons, so that you can step outside the program of the 3D and understand from a 5D mindset that this is all just a reset. Every day the sun goes up, goes down, resets every day. Every day's the same. Nothing new under the sun. Same story, same stuff, same faces. You'll actually start to see, if you really pay attention, you'll start to see when certain people leave your world, another one might show up, and they might say they might even look like the other person, or they might say the same kind of stuff, but it's the same story. It's the same story. Their voice even sounds the same to them sometimes. For real. You've already seen the story 1,000 times. You've already walked that street 1,000 times. It's the same story. And why get upset with the AI repeat when you can get into the spirit mind and actually write the A? I mean, if you're, think about it, if you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, that's 5 dimension or higher, right? And you're walking in 3D, you know this is going to burn up. You know this is temporary because it's going to burn up. And so if you're in a book, but you're in Christ in the heavenlies, you should be able to edit this book. Just like you edit a 2D book and you realize you're a character in a 3D play, a 3D opera, you should be able to edit the 3D book just like you edit a 2D book or a computer book. It's possible. It's real. It's going to take a while. Some people could probably do it faster, but it's taken me like 10 years to get to this point. But some people should be able to, once they get this truth, they should start to be able to edit their book. I'm not talking about Oprah Winfrey, be your own God. I'm talking about, this is real, you're in a 3D script, but you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ in 5D, so you can write into the script with your thoughts. Seriously. I know it sounds bizarre, but I've tested it. And it blows your mind. At first, when you start to do it, You start to say, is this blast? Is this against God? Is this wrong? And then you start to think about, well, I'm not doing anything but just using my brain. I'm not doing a I'm just thinking. And then you start to think about it, THI, inking it out. Meditate, edit, contemplate, template. Be fruitful and multiply. Bring the earth under subjection. He wants you to do this. He wants you to bring your life under subjection to His truth, His rule. The spirit walk, He wants you to build a business. He wants you to get debt free. He wants you to be free. He wants to bless you and grow you. And anybody who says He doesn't, they're liars. He wants you to grow. That's why look, the Bible says in Romans 8, if He gave you His Son, will He not freely give you all things? He wants to bless you. There's a lot of churches and a lot of people in a denominational mindset that God doesn't want to bless me. Yeah, He does. If He gave you His Son, will He not free? If He gave you His Son, everything else is easy. If God gave you His Son, doesn't He want to give you all things? Everything else? Because everything else is underneath. You got the greatest gift. He might have to chastise you. He might take some stuff away for a season, or you might grow. You might get greedy, or you might get prideful. He has to cut it out. You start over. But to be able to use your brain and write a script in 3D, because you're seated in the 5D, and you actually see it play out in 3D, it's like, wow. No wonder the legalists and the denominations want to block you. Because they don't want you to know your true power. They're all agents. Whether they intentionally are agents or not, don't matter. They're agents of the devil. Because they don't want you to know how much power is in Christ. You don't have to be in the drama. You don't have to listen to their music, their TV. You don't need their TV, their music. You can create your own TV show. This is the secret. This is the big secret. You can actually write the TV show in your mind and watch it play out right in front of you as you're going about your day in 3D, for real. You don't need a TV because this TV is really about you anyway. You don't need music because the music's about you anyway. And when I say about you, I'm talking about you in Christ. Jesus withdrew Himself. They tried to take Him before it was His time, right? He knew when it was His time. He wrote the script. So what did He do? He withdrew Himself. They couldn't find Him. They couldn't find Him. It's over, people. If you get a hold of what I'm telling you, You beat the devil, not you already beat him in Christ. He's already a defeated foe. But if you get a hold of what I'm telling you, when somebody's coming to your threshold or to your face or in your world trying to create drama, you can stop it. You can walk away. You can change the script. You can change your thoughts. And when it's like somebody's trying to put a curse on you so you lose your health, change the script. Start thinking health. Start eating, you know, whatever it is, exercise, whatever. Watch some videos about how somebody overcame. Watch some overcoming videos, how you overcome. Start thinking about overcoming. Start thinking about making it for real. This is real. This is real. I tell you what I'll do. I won't even put ads on this video. When I upload this, I'm going to disable ads because this is so important. This is real. This is not, I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to build the saints up. The only reason I do put ads is to pay for my website. It's to pay for my website and my URLs or what do they call, whatever they call them, the .com stuff, you know? Don't forget what I'm telling you here. The devil's an AI program, and you're in Christ in the heavenly, so you're outside the AI program, and so you can actually control. Time is befallen, so you're outside of time. You're not befallen anymore in Christ, so you should be able to control the script that's out in front of you. For real. This is not New Age. They stole our stuff. I'm telling you. I spent 10 years decoding this. I'm not going to say this. I'm going to be held accountable one day for this. I'm actually held accountable for not passing it on. If God reveals something to me, I'm passing it on. They can laugh at me, mock, lie about me, make stuff up. But I'm passing it on. Because if you get a hold of this as the elect saints, what's going to happen is you're going to start praying for people. You're going to start getting debt free, you're going to start getting healthy, you're going to start changing your thinking, you're going to bring thoughts into captivity, you're going to grow exponentially. So what's going to happen?